Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio.
Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to gift wrap your work. Do a good job on the substance of your work, of course, but also pay attention to how you are presenting it. Often, the latter is the difference between the recipient being satisfied or delighted. I am sure you can recall times when someone presented their work in a way that was particularly thoughtful. Maybe it's a mechanic who, after working on your car, makes sure that the radio station and mirrors are just as you left them. The driver's seat is adjusted so that you can reach the pedals. Perhaps he even backs the car into the parking place, so you can just hop in and drive away. Of course, you primarily care whether the mechanic fixed the issue in question. And it certainly wouldn't be a big deal to adjust the seat or to back out the car. But not having to do those things makes you feel cared for. Your car mechanic has gift-wrapped his work. The same sort of care is appreciated from knowledge workers, too. Maybe it's a colleague who emails you several questions that are numbered for ease of responding. Or the person who sends you a document that could be sent as is, but he also uses comment bubbles to highlight and make notes about sections that you might want to handle differently. That is so much more convenient than getting a separate, lengthy email about potential changes. By contrast, I am sure we have all also received work, even really good work, that is cumbersome to process. You kind of have to grit your teeth to get through it. Who wants that when there is another option? When we put ourselves in the shoes of those who will receive our work, we can present it in ways that will be convenient and welcome. Just like pretty wrapping paper and bows make a gift feel special, a thoughtfully presented piece of work will make the recipient appreciate it more. Now, the best wrapping paper depends on the recipient. But here are a few universal guidelines. First, make sure you have fulfilled the expectation without extraneous information. If your boss asks for a list of potential speakers for an upcoming event, provide a list of recommendations with notes about why each person might be good and links to their easily accessible bios, because you have checked those links, of course, or pasted in a very short version of each. This isn't the time to talk about changing the venue, or about how last year's gift bags, were underwhelming. You also want to be clear on what you're delivering and any action required. This can often be handled in an email subject line. For instance, agenda for Friday's meeting for your review by Thursday AM. If any information is contained elsewhere, like a shared drive, be sure to say what that is and how to get it. And this is something that is often ignored but does matter. Make sure you are presenting your work at a time the recipient will appreciate it. Everyone wants to get what they asked for before the hard deadline for receiving it. Beyond that, though, it's a nice touch to avoid delivering something at 4:59 p.m. if everyone leaves the office at 5 p.m. If you know the person is going on vacation, all the better reason to get it in before departure. Regardless of the specifics, putting some thought into how you present your work allows your good work to shine. People don't get caught up in retrieving lost information, or wondering where things are, or not knowing what's required. You might feel a little sheepish going to a fancy birthday party and presenting a gift with Christmas wrapping paper that is half falling off. I mean, yes, it's the thought that counts. But part of thinking of another person is thinking about how they might be delighted. Gift wrapping can help with that. And gift wrapping our work is just as important. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.